and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a primer of what organizations need to look for when hiring a third-party ERP implementation partner. Joining us today is Eric Kimberling, an ERP implementation and benefits realization expert, and he's also president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, an independent ERP consulting firm in Denver. Eric, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, first off, can you define for us, Eric, what an ERP consultant is, first of all, and what they typically do for an organization?
Well, that's a good starting point question, Chris. What an ERP consultant does is typically they'll guide clients through the entire ERP software lifecycle for organizations. So they'll help companies evaluate and select potential ERP solutions. They'll help with the implementation. They'll help with the configuration of software, the implementation of the software. And they'll also handle, typically if they're a good ERP consultant, they'll address some of the softer or non-technical issues of an ERP implementation, such as organizational change and benefits realization. So in a nutshell, I know we'll dive into some of those areas in a little bit more detail as you ask your questions. But in a nutshell, what ERP consultants do is provide full lifecycle support for ERP initiatives.
Okay. So what's the difference then between an ERP consultant and a systems integrator?
Well, that's a great question. And there's a lot of buzzwords in the industry that get used interchangeably and get used a little loosely. But generally, what I would consider an ERP consultant versus a system integrator is a system integrator is generally going to be more focused on the software itself. They're very much a software installation or a software implementation focused type of organization with, you know, corresponding methodologies.
Right.
Whereas an ERP consultant is generally going to be more of a approach that's more focused on business implementation. So it's looking at not just how